Hey everyone, welcome back to Dollar Dollar Bills, a way of life to build personal wealth and financial freedom. We are back to circle around on this topic of pets and pet ownership for many reasons. I already talked about pet insurance and it struck some chords with people, and honestly it's something that is kind of a growing trend, and I think it comes out of this inability or contribution to a person's total overall monthly expenses and how pets are starting to contribute more to that, and also how pets are just becoming more commonplace in the US, the American household. And again, I wanted to circle back on this idea of a total cost of ownership of a pet, because I think that's really key to understand what portion of that eats into your monthly budget or monthly spend. And making sure that, I know that from a dog perspective, and even bigger animals like horses, which are rarer in the normal average household, but they add a lot of responsibility. And so people talk a lot about the responsibility, but I don't think people talk as much about the financial impact that it can be on your household and on your bottom line, and again, on your budget from an average standpoint. So looking at kind of average costs in total for the life of the animal. And then if you think about, you know, dogs versus cats, because those are really the primary animals that you're finding in households. So we'll focus on that. But also as you multiply, so as you add cats and dogs to the equation, how does that change and how does that impact? What's the first year, or are there these big startup or first year costs when it comes to owning an animal? What does that look like? And then again, the total cost of ownership over the life of that animal. So I'm going to start off by kind of zooming out and getting a bit general in terms of some of the information I found, again, on average for pet owners and costs associated with that in total. And then I'll share with you guys some kind of common one-time expenses per pet, specifically focused on dogs and cats, some average annual costs per pet, and I'll also post this information throughout the week once this episode drops so that you guys can actually see that and have some visibility to those numbers. And then lastly, I'm going to share with you some of the information and the actual numbers from some clients that I work with, and my own numbers for the two cats that I have. Because again, the reason I circled back on this topic was as I'm working with clients and as I'm seeing where their expenses are at per month, per year, and how it's impacting their excess and what they have left over to save and build wealth, pay down debt, I'm seeing that pets, especially those people who don't have kids, are probably like the second or third biggest cost behind their homes if they're renting or have a mortgage and car payments and possibly health insurance. But really pets fall really closely behind some of those. And so I'll share some numbers. Some are going to make your jaw drop. They actually made my jaw drop a bit whenever I saw them. And then some seem a little bit more realistic. Mine personally are probably on the low end, but also I think just being a cat owner, it's generally on the low end when you consider cats and dogs. So we're gonna get right into it. So the first thing that I wanted to mention was as of 2024, 66% of US households own a pet. Dogs are the most popular, so at 65.1 million US households owning a dog, and then that's followed by cats at 46.5 million households owning a cat. Freshwater fish is number three, and that's at about 11.1 million households having some type of fish that they own. What was interesting to me is that millennials actually make up the largest percentage of current pet owners, again in 2024, so that's about 33%, followed by Gen X at 25%, and then baby boomers at 24%. 78% of pet owners acquired their pets during the pandemic. And that's another reason why I think this is such an important topic, is there's so many more people, generally speaking, that have animals. And that metric, although initially shocking, actually tracks, I think, quite accurately when you consider the pandemic and everyone was at home and no one could go out and they had all this, you know, extra disposable income. It makes sense and it tracks that number exists and it's the size and the amount that it is. So according to the ASPCA, the average cost of owning a pet can range from about $700 to $1,100 per year, depending on the type of pet and also the size. So the other thing is the first year is usually the most expensive with startup costs. So when you think of startup costs for animals and adoption fees, obviously spaying and neutering costs, vaccinations, first vet visits where they're usually, you know, not only doing an examination, they might be microchipping your animal if that's something you want, and just doing a wellness check as well as maybe spaying and neutering. So those costs can add up quite dramatically, and I'll show you here in a minute what those costs look like in that total cost of ownership calculation that I did roughly for you guys so you can have an idea of what that looks like. Also, when you talk again just specifically on cats and dogs, just a quick breakdown of what I'm seeing for cats is roughly we as a population spend the most for cats on food yearly, and that's roughly around $300 a year on food. Roughly in second place is vet care at around $250 a year, and then toys at around $50 a year. For dogs, roughly the highest bill is $370 a year for vet bills. And that's just because I know, personally speaking, I used to have dogs and cats. We would always take our dogs to the vet and make sure they were up on vaccinations and, you know, heartworm pills and all those things because they were outdoors and they were exposed to the outdoors for obvious reasons. They have to go to the bathroom, get walked. But cats don't really have that, so you can kind of avoid some of those preventative types of costs through vet bills. So it tracked with me that vet costs were the most expensive for dogs. Just shy of that, or just under that, was about $340 a year for food, and then about $100 a year on grooming. And that's the other thing is that I love about cats from a convenience care standpoint, but also a cost standpoint, is cats clean themselves. They, you know, they take care of themselves. So there really is limited what I would consider grooming costs. I think the only thing that I've done recently, but I've learned to do myself because I cannot stand taking my cats to the vet, is clipping their nails. So that's like, nail clipping is the biggest thing that we do. The other things to consider, and this is just kind of generally speaking, is roughly if you're looking at acquiring a pet, you know, again, one from a responsibility standpoint, make sure a responsibility and a home life standpoint. So make sure you're going to be around enough. Make sure your house or apartment is suitable for the size or the amount of animals that you're looking to acquire or adopt or house. But also just think this way, around 2% of your income, roughly speaking, will be required for vet care, pet insurance, if you decide to go that direction, and boarding. Something that I think is less maybe commonplace is daycare for your animals. And again, I think that that's just less of an option for people because it is around 4 to 5% of your income that is required if you want to go that route. So the other thing I want to note here is, again, I'm going to start going into some of the common one-time expenses and then the average annual cost per pet for a category. I do want to mention that this is not including some extravagant measures, which I think we as a society are trending that direction, like celebrating your pet's birthdays. Those costs aren't really baked into a lot of what I'm talking about from an average overall total cost of ownership standpoint. So you have to consider those things. And I do think society is trending in the direction of really pampering our pups and pampering our pets. I do want to say, I think the general caveat, I don't have numbers to back my claims up here, but I think most of the people I see really pampering their pets do not have kids. So once you introduce kids into the equation, pets kind of fall way down on the priority list. Unfortunately, I know personally that's happened to me. And therefore, I think those expenses and the care and the time you put into your pets does tend to reduce. So just something to note. The last thing I wanted to mention before, again, I go into some of these common one-time expenses are, I did see from an adoption fee standpoint for dogs, it can range from $100 to $700. And for cats, it can range anywhere from $30 to $300. So again, something to note, and it is baked into our first year startup cost or however you want to consider that number for acquiring a cat or a dog or a pet. Okay, so again, I'm going to post this to my Instagram account, DollarDollarBills2022, for those of you who aren't following me, but I will also share them here quite rapidly just so you guys get an idea of, again, some common one-time expenses per pet. Again, one time is, I think, the key word here. So, you know, for dogs and cats, crates or cages, it's been a while since I've owned a dog, so this is something that I haven't purchased for my cat. So for dogs, it can be anywhere between $35 and $150. For cats, $35 to $70. training classes for dogs specifically, not for cats. I don't really know anyone who tries to train their cat, is between $100 to $400. Spaying and neutering for dogs and cats, which is very important to do. Make sure you get your dogs and cats spayed and neutered. For dogs, it's between $200 and $800. For cats, it's about $200. A carrier bag for dogs is between $40 and $100, and for cats is around $60. Litter box doesn't apply to dogs, but for cats, between $25 and $50. I will say I've spent way more than that on litter boxes, testing out different types, testing out automation in litter boxes, ones that kind of are self-cleaning or you don't have to scoop the poop yourself. And we ended up just getting a traditional after 10 different tries. So they can add up. And I would say sometimes they're more than a one-time expense. Collar or leash for a dog is about, you know, between $25 and $50. For a cat, $10 and $20. Scratching post for cats, about $10 and $20. I will say if your cats still have claws and have claws for the remainder of their life, that is also an expense that I have not seen as one time. We've had to buy at least three in their life, and we'll probably have to buy one or two more. And then lastly, puppy pads. I would say puppy pads aren't just for dogs, but it can range from, you know, $50 to $100 for those puppy pads. So average annual cost per pet for food for small to large size dog would be about $200 to $400 annually. For a cat, between $200 and $300. Litter for a cat would be about $200 annually. Toys for a dog, between $50 and $100 annually. For a cat, about $50 annually. Treats for dogs would be $50 to $100 annually. For a cat, about $50. Health insurance, if you go that direction, would be about $225 annually for a dog, $175 for a cat. Grooming for dogs, between $200 and $500 annually. And reoccurring medical costs for dogs, between $200 and $500 annually, and then for cats, between $200 and $300 annually. So, you know, those things can add up. That's just on average between dogs and cats for various categories. It may look a little bit different for you, and that's why I want to follow up this episode by sharing with you some actual examples that I have for myself and from some of my clients. So total cost of ownership, if we use some of those numbers and kind of look at the averages there. So for cats, we're assuming for year one, again, those startup costs included, that it's going to be somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 for that first year. We're gonna assume the same thing for dogs at this point. We're just gonna assume that on average that they're gonna be about $2,000. So we'll assume on the high end for both for year one, just to be conservative. So again, if you go back for cats specifically and you look at the average annual expenses, when you add everything up, that would be vet bills, that would be medicine, food, litter, so on and so forth, it's roughly going to be about $650 a year. Well, that $650 a year, you pay for the life of the animal, right? So let's say on average, what I'm finding is cats live to be roughly about 15 years old. I've seen older, I've seen younger. So if you multiply that $650 by 15 years, you get roughly about $10,000. And then on top of that, if you add year one to that, so let's just add $2,000 to that, you can say, roughly speaking, on average, you're looking about $12,000 in total cost of ownership for a single cat. I will say it's important to stress a single cat, because as you add multiples, you are adding multiples to your various expenses depending on, you know, the type of animal you're adding to your household. So again, about $12,000 per cat for the life of the cat. For dogs, again, we're still assuming that $2,000 for year one. Dogs, I'm seeing range in lifespan from 10 years to about 13 years. So we're just gonna call it 11 years. And so for 11 years, we're seeing that dogs are costing annually after year one about $1,000 a year on average. So that gives you about $11,000 for years after year one. And then in year one, that $2,000, that would be $13,000 total for one dog, for the life of that one dog, roughly speaking. So again, actually surprisingly, and something you need to consider is those costs are multiplied by different lengths of time, and therefore they're actually ending up from a total cost of ownership standpoint not that far from each other, just because cats typically live longer than dogs. So that's interesting. It's about $1,000 difference between cats and dogs. Cats at $12,000, dogs at $13,000. So again, diving into some real numbers, I'm going to end with mine because I think mine are pretty conservative, but I have three client examples that I wanted to share with you guys. The first one, I actually started looking at their, we finally started doing a budget breakdown probably 8 to 9 months into working with this client. And this client has one dog. It's a large size dog, but just one. And all of a sudden I saw the name of the dog in a row on her budget. And at first I thought it was a human, to be honest, because the costs were so high. And I think this is absolutely a one-off, not the norm type of scenario, because she was spending an exorbitant amount of money on her animal month. I was like shocked by the numbers I saw, but basically her numbers, she was averaging about $2,000 a month on her dog for a total of just shy of $13,000 for the year. For her, that was like 46% of her monthly budget spend, right? So like 50% of her monthly spend was on her dog expenses. To put that into perspective, the rule of thumb in the financial world for a home, for the place that you live, for your mortgage, is anywhere between 26 and 28% of your monthly spend, okay? So of what your expenses are a month, you really want to stick to, you know, somewhere around a quarter or just above of that. She was spending almost half of her monthly budget spend on her animal. So that was a red flag for me. We're working through it, but I wanted to share that as kind of an extreme example and why I wanted to do this episode. The next client example I wanted to share with you, I don't know how many animals they have, but I know they have multiple animals. So again, the multiplication factor is really coming into play here. And they're spending, and then they also had, you know, animals with allergies and special food, you know, diet restrictions and all this stuff. So they were spending about $280 a month on food, about $122 a month on vet bills and medications for about $400 a month total. So that was about 8% of their monthly budget spend. So that's, if you round up to 10%, that's about what you should spend all in on your transportation costs. So again, it's in my opinion, way more than they should be spending on their respective animals. And then the last one I have is basically someone who lives out on a ranch and they have horses and goats and chickens and multiple cats and multiple dogs. And they spend about the same as the previous example, so about $400 a month. And that's on everything. But I will say that is $400 a month that just this individual spends on the collective maintenance of those animals. I work with multiple members of this family and each of them foot about a similar bill. So it adds up to probably around $1,200 a month. Again, including horses, there's multiple animals. It's basically a mini farm. So when I consider that, I think it was around 30% of her monthly budget spend. Again, those are huge percentages that are going towards pets, towards maintenance, food, vet bills, medications, so on and so forth. These are some of the numbers I'm seeing in reality coming from my clients. So I wanted to share them with you guys because again, I want you to really be closer to that 5% and below total monthly budget spend when you consider your pets and how much you're actually spending on them in terms of what you're spending and how you're allocating your money for your pets. Again, I know a lot of people treat their pets like children, especially if they don't have children, but I want you to keep in mind if you do want children in the future, you're gonna have to really cut those numbers significantly to afford children, because believe me, they're expensive. That will be my next episode, is total cost of ownership for kids. And the numbers will look much different, I promise. So the last example I wanted to share is my own, and I have two cats, and one of them will be 15 this year, and the other one will be 9 this year. So I've had some years with them. And so I looked at my budget and I kind of added up some of the numbers. So our wet food for two cats is about $120 a year. Our dry food for two cats is about $160 a year. Litter is about $220 a year. And on average, my vet bills have been about $200 a year for both cats. Again, they're both indoor cats. I don't take them to the vet unless I really think necessary. We had one instance where my younger cat had ear mites when I moved her a lot. And then my older cat had to get like 5 teeth extracted because I had never taken him to get his teeth cleaned. PSA there, get your cat's teeth cleaned. I never thought that was a thing. And that one year was probably like $1,000 in vet bills. but I've had multiple years where I've had $0. So that $200 a year is kind of the average over the life of the cats. So total per year for two cats for me is about $700 a year. So just to put it in perspective, that's about $60 a month from a monthly budget spend percentage. Again, it's also, I would say, well below 5%. Ours, when I calculated out that $60 a month versus our monthly budget spend, it's about 0.7%. So we're close to 1% of our budget going towards our two cats a month and a year. So I could probably spend a little bit more on my cats. I don't give them toys and treats frequently. They also don't want them frequently. They pretty much just want my attention, which I can't give them. But, you know, I have some wiggle room in terms of how much I'm spending on two cats and what that looks like in relation to my overall monthly spend. And so I'm pretty happy with that and comfortable with that spend. But again, I just wanted to have this conversation with you guys because pets are very expensive. And I think we artificially inflate the cost of our pets and the expenses towards our pets, especially when we don't have kids, because in a lot of cases, we're treating our pets in that way. We're kind of substituting for them for children, and we treat them like part of the family, which I think we should. And we should always, you know, give our pets everything that they need, maybe not everything that they want, but everything that they need to have a really good life. So I want you guys to make sure before you make that decision, if you don't have pets already, to make sure you can afford it. Make sure that you understand how much of your budget, how much of your monthly spend could be going towards said pet. And, you know, just look at those numbers before you make that decision. It's a big responsibility. It's also a big financial responsibility. All right, guys, that's all I have for you today. As always, respect yourself by respecting your money. We'll talk soon.